Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressiter. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay. Hello and welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tressiter.
It's me, Emily Tressiter.
Who is you?
Vicky, I'm super, super chuffed this week.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I am a big fan of our guests.
Ooh.
Yes. We have...
Sucks to be any of the other guests. Fuck.
Yeah, I'm only a medium fan of any other guests we've had on. Just PS, by the way, anyone
sure
that's been on and anyone that's going to be on, you're fucked.
This is fuck it. Shit.
We have comedian, presenter and podcaster.
Yeah.
Josh Earl on the pod this week.
Hey, everyone. Hey. Hi. Isn't it what I like about podcasts is everyone talks normally and then you're all right, we'll do it. And everyone goes into their podcast
voice.
Yeah,
and then you have to readjust
everyone's
levels.
Everyone is so much louder in podcast voice. That's great.
Why do you think that is? What do you think is happening in our minds?
People just love the craft of podcasting. Yeah. They're just so excited. They want to talk
about
it. You've
got to save it for, you got to turn it on when it's happening for real.
It is
you know?
Interesting though, isn't it? Because you're almost talking as if you're talking to a crowd.
Yeah.
I'm even holding the mic like I hold the mic when I do stand up.
Sure.
And you're just like getting that vibe, getting that rhythm. Like, yeah. You know, it's just three people sitting around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think is why some people do their podcasts that go for 3 hours because they like, after the first hour, they'll drop that
the
podcast
pretense
voice,
yeah,
and then they'll get into the good stuff. But I'm like, there's no good stuff.
After 3 hours of talking, yeah. Definitely not.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not sure if Pete Holmes listens to this, but Pete, just
stop.
Edit it. Yeah. Edit it down.
Yeah, we don't need to see the rambling at the start. Yeah. Like, it's fine. We can just wait. Just put the gold in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, though, I guess. As a listener, yeah, I think 3 hours is just a bit too much.
Mm. Well, I mean, podcasts can go for however long you want. Like, you don't have to sit there and listen to it in one chunk.
No.
Sure. But people make mistakes. No, that's also a thing.
Yeah, sure.
That happens. But I've got pretty exciting news, Josh.
Yes.
Vicky.
Yes.
I'm quite thrilled. Something amazing's happened, Josh. Vicky, I think you already know about this, but you're going to lose your mind, I think, maybe.
Can't wait.
I mean, I've really built this up now. But basically, last weekend I went to Adelaide.
Amazing. I'm so happy for you.
Alone.
Congratulations.
Yeah, no, it was absolute treat. No, went there for my friend's 30th birthday and we got an Airbnb up in McLaren Vale wine.
All right, mate.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, we've all got things going on. If you hated that, Vicky, well, this is going to be an even more, well, less humble brag.
Great.
So basically it was on like a farm-esque situation.
Yep.
27 acres.
That's a farm. It's not a farm-esque.
But it's not big enough to subdivide.
Oh.
What?
Yes. So there's some... This is not where I was going to go, but basically we met the owner's
parents. I used to live next to 1 acre and they subdivided that into a lot of things.
Yes, but we met the owner's parents who happen to be the people that like look after it once someone leaves. They're the ones that come in and clean and fix the oven, whatever. The oven was broken. And they were telling me, they were like, oh yeah, you know, we've got 27 acres, but in this region, there's a rule, a law, I guess.
Probably.
Yeah, it's more like a law. Yeah. Probably not a rule. It's definitely enforced. That if you have less than 30 acres, you can't subdivide.
Wow. Interesting.
So it'll always be 27 acres.
Yes. And nothing more and nothing less because all of the ones around them also can't subdivide.
So do you reckon that was built specifically for that? Yeah. Do you reckon they've intentionally done that so that they can't come in and...
Yes, I would imagine yes, because then development crafty stuff is, you know, less likely.
27 acres is like a Katherine Heigl film about farming.
Like... Yes. Yeah.
Pretty much, yes.
Great.
This is very on brand. Surely you're a rom-com. You like
I have seen it, yes.
Yeah, I have not seen that movie.
I've never seen it either. Okay. I just know the title, 27 Dresses.
Yes, and I mean, well done.
Yeah, thanks.
That's a number.
Good joke. Move on. Thank
you. I digress.
Oh, that wasn't your story?
No.
That wasn't the mind-blowing bit?
No. I know a lot about Anchorage and Adelaide. No, so it's a farm-esque situation. They had two horses and about 10 sheep, right? We get there, the owner's parents are like, oh, actually, we have a four-day-old lamb. Right? I know. And so on all of the instructions for the Airbnb, it's like, do not go in the paddocks where the animals are. You're not allowed.
Yeah.
But because the owner's parents were there, they're like, oh, mate, let us bloody show you this lamb. It's cute as hell. And we're like, yes. So we go down and we meet these lambs, like, oh, this lamb and a lot of sheep. Not going to lie, the sheep were like, underwhelming.
Yeah.
Sheep you're old. Fine. You've
you're
seen
like
sheep.
Molting a bit. I'm not into it.
Okay.
They had like drop fur sheep.
Yeah. They like mutton. They're mutton.
Yeah. Is that what they are? Because I was wondering why.
Well, old lamb is mutton.
Well, yeah. So, yeah. But what's the in between? That's just lamb.
There is no in between.
I don't think there's an in between. I think it's lamb and then shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Bear in mind, one of the sheep had just delivered some lambs. So.
That's mutton?
But no, I'm just saying, go easy on her. If she wasn't impressive, she's just pushed a, pushed a creature out of her body.
No, you're so right. Yeah. It was her specifically too. I was like, fuck, you're ugly.
Get up. Do something. What's with your big nipples hanging down?
No, but we met this. I apologize, sheep. You all look fine. Everything's fine. I feel bad now.
They're
you're
not
right.
listening. They're not listening. They're not listening.
How do you know? Maybe like through... could be sending the vibe through
osmosis?
The universe. Perhaps. I'm not really sure. Telepathy.
Okay.
Another thing, guys. Got a skill. No, anyway, met this lamb. Really super cute. Loved it. Big into it.
Mm-hmm.
It was very frightened. Very timid lamb. Got a tour of the place, whatever. As this couple's leaving, they're like, thank you so much. My boyfriend helped them fix an oven. So they were like, you can have a late checkout.
Right.
It was all a really family affair kind of thing.
Right.
As they're like sort of packing up their stuff, I'm like, hey, because all of the animals had cool names, you know, like the horse was called Yogi and Jeff. I'm like, I'm into that.
Yeah.
Yogi and Jeff, right? And so,
I mean, I prefer Jeff, but yeah.
But as they're packing up, I'm like, hey, if you don't have a name for that 4-day-old lamb, you can call it Emily. And she was like, that's not a bad idea.
Oh, you've
got And then as they were leaving, she was like, see you later, guys. Like, have a great weekend. Oh, also, Emily, I'm going to name the lamb Emily.
That's great.
Aww. Have a lamb named after me.
Yeah. So mine,
soon to be mutton.
growing up as a kid, my neighbours named their dog Josh.
Yep.
After you?
Well, I was already alive.
Right.
They knew me and they said, oh, it's just what it was called before we got it. Well, we'll just change the name. Like naming someone after a dog is not a like compliment. Naming a sheep,
That's
right?
Cute.
That's cute.
They're cute. Yeah. A dog is like, no, you're a dog.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, it doesn't have the same. Uh-huh. I was like really honored.
Yeah.
But if someone was like, hey, I just bought this German Shepherd, his name's Emily, I'd be like, what? Hang on, what?
The second dog that we had growing up's name was, we didn't get to name it. It was already 7 months or something old and it was a rescue and its name was Mitch.
So you're not allowed to change
Mitch.
Names?
Well, he already knew his name. He already, but he was named after David Hasselhoff's character.
Oh.
From Baywatch.
Love that.
Because they found him on the beach and it was like all the rage
at
that
time. If it was a girl, it would have been called CJ. That's
exactly
great.
Exactly, right?
I think that's really sweet.
Really?
Even though the name's a bit of a dud. Like, I like the story.
How many dogs did you have?
Two.
And Mitch and...
Penny.
Penny.
Yeah. So, if you go from porn names, my name would be Penny Bilardo.
Yeah.
So, at least I didn't have Mitch something.
I read a tweet someone yesterday, I think it was, someone said, oh, I just discovered my porn name is the same as my sister's porn name. Which, will be the same as for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
going
how that,
through that whole...
Unless, like, you...
First pet, yeah.
Unless you were born, like, later and you had a different first pet.
Because we had dogs. We had Cavalier King Charles.
Yeah. Right?
And so the first one was Midge. So close to Midge. But Midge was an outside dog.
Yes.
Not allowed inside.
We only had outside dogs.
And then we had Zoe. She was an inside dog.
Right.
At the same time?
No.
Oh, okay.
So Midge died. Then we got Zoe. Then Zoe died. Then we got Merlo.
Oh,
Merlot's nice. I like Merlot.
Well,
named after wine.
Yeah, because it was red. Mm. And so Dad was like, it's a nice red. I'm like, but Merlot's the shittest of all the reds.
It's
too meaty. It's like,
I have a friend who named their dog
like
Moe.
You'd be like, what?
Cab Sav.
Come on. Cab Sav. Come on, Cab.
Cabby.
I have a friend whose dog's name is Moe after the, is it champagne or whatever it is?
Well,
the sparkling wine. Yeah. Sorry.
I also think that the Cren... correct pronunciation is Moët.
Moët.
What? Even though that sounds dodgy, I'm quite sure that I have Googled this many times. And Moët is the correct.
It sounds like the opposite of like Tajay.
Is that what Australians have gone, it's fucking Maui, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maui.
Yeah. It's Maui.
We're fancier than we think we are.
Yeah, because it's named after a person. And that person's name is pronounced Moët.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't quote me on quote me because I'm pretty sure I'm right. I would say 82%.
I get to tell them that their dog is named wrong.
Yeah.
Yes. And has been for its whole life.
Yeah. Well, it's actually named after her ex proposed with a bottle of Moët and a ring.
And a puppy?
And then they broke up.
Yeah. Oh, no.
But it's named after that relationship. And now she's married with someone else and has kids and stuff like that. And they still have the dog named after. So I reckon if she was like, yeah, it's wrong, that's fine.
Yeah.
I reckon she'd be okay with it.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Because the last dog, Merlot, died about a month before my mum and dad separated.
Oh.
And I reckon that was one of the few things keeping them together for a while.
Yeah.
And then when they separated, mum was like, oh, great, I can leave now. There's no more children at home to stay for.
Merlot. Sure.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's tricky. I only have ever had one pet in my whole life.
Really?
And I was like a bebe. Like really, really young.
Yeah.
When my parents were still together, they had a dog.
Wow, really young.
Yeah. But like before I knew I had a pet, and that's it. Since then, I've never had a pet, but his name was Storm.
A dog?
Yeah, dog.
That's a good name.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a strong name.
Yeah.
I didn't name it.
Really? They didn't?
My first word was just Storm. And mum was like, well, that's the dog's name.
Yeah. No, they had Penny before I was born.
Yeah.
But my second dog, Mitch, he died. No, Penny. Penny died on the day I got braces.
Oh.
So I got braces.
Double blow.
And my dog died. Best day ever.
That's pretty rough.
And then Mitch died on New Year's Eve. And then
shit New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
How long did you have braces for?
I had them for... Well, because I had... My teeth were early developing.
Yep.
So I got braces. I got them all done before high school.
Yep.
So I had my braces from grade 4 to grade 6.
Yeah. I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what everyone was like. Yes, it's a bitch now, but you'll
but
be
no one in grade
grateful.
4, 5 or 6 gives a fuck. They're not like,
"Oh, no, I got teased a bit for it, but like also it was when I was 10, so whatever. Yeah. I'm well over that. I do not care." Yeah.
And now I have straight teeth, so suck it.
Yeah, fuckers. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have braces, Josh?
No, I had a plate.
Well, I had a plate after the braces.
Yeah.
So
my plate was on the inside and I couldn't remove it though.
So I had one of them first. And did you have to wind it?
I didn't, but I had to go to the orthodontist who would do it.
So I had that, and then eventually they give me like this little key thing, and then I had to wind it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was gross. And then I got proper braces, and then after that I had a plate, which I technically could wear in high school and just never did.
Yeah. See, now kids have Invisalign.
Yeah, yes. I know, right? Yeah. They don't know how lucky they are.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Invisalign is a bloody revolution. That's crazy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen someone with Invisalign?
My wife had Invisalign.
And can you tell?
You could with hers because they didn't do the mold properly.
Oh.
And so there's a little gap at the bottom that would like kind of fill with saliva a bit. So she had to do it. And she hated wearing them, but she was like, well, by the end of it, I'm going to have very straight teeth.
Yeah.
And then the place she went forgot to charge her last installment. And she never said anything about it. And so she saved $2,000.
So
that's amazing. And she has really straight teeth now.
Now very straight teeth.
That is amazing.
I would love that to happen. I'm about to go get like the last part of a root canal done in a couple of weeks. And it would be great if they forgot to charge me for that. Because I've already spent so much money on this goddamn tooth.
My front tooth is fake. And when I first week of uni, when I was doing my teaching degree, I had to have a root canal. I woke up and it was all like just puffed up. Like I had it bleached, and then I went back and it was something happened and it was like got infected. And so they drilled a hole in the back of my tooth, and then with these little things that would go up into the gums and break down. And then I was on antibiotics, and they said, oh yeah, that'll just break it down.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't tell me it was going to break it down, and then it breaks down and then drains into your mouth.
Oh.
And so I was sitting in a lecture in the first week and just this thing just drops into my mouth, and I'm like, oh
my God.
And just happened right out of the lecture theatre, and everyone's like, what the fuck is wrong with that guy?
Oh my God.
O week as well.
So I was going to say, you don't know.
Yeah, he's hungover. Yeah. I'm like,
which is worse?
I'd go with hungover.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I'd just be like, listen, I'm a really cool kid.
Yeah.
I had a really big night. I had a party at my house. The cops came.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That is, I've never had any tooth, anything.
Really?
No, no plates, no braces, no root canals, no plate, fillings, nothing.
Oh. Really? Not even a filling?
Nah, not even a filling.
Fuck.
And like sometimes I go to the dentist and I'm like, I think, you know, maybe you need to remove this or like, is that a hole? And he's like, no, you're fine.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
See, I've got two wisdom teeth that are coming through.
And yeah.
Went to get them out and they said, oh, we can't do it. You've got to be under for it because it's near a...
Like I had to get that, yeah.
A nerve or something like that.
Right.
And so I've just never... That was like 4 years ago.
Yeah. Have they just grown out now or...?
They're kind of just sitting there. They're not moving. So I'm like, well, oh, that's okay. Fine.
Yeah. Well, because I had to get my wisdom teeth out when I was 18.
Yeah.
So like, which is once again early, but because, you know, the early braces, early everything. So early, you know. Yep. But which meant that like I just got like a month off uni because it... They had to put me under. They had to, like, do proper surgery. Like, not just, like, oh, let's get your teeth out. Like, they had to get all four of them out. And they could only get three out because apparently my mouth was so tightly compacted. They couldn't reach the last one. So I had to go back, like, a year later and get the last one out as well.
Did you get bruising on your chest? Were you, like, my brother, when he was knocked out for it and he woke up and he had bruises on his chest where the dentist was on his chest.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep. I had, like, this a collarbone bruise for a bit and it was just from them, like, leaning and trying to, like, yank out my teeth.
Yeah.
Do you both have your tonsils?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't have my tonsils.
Don't have your tonsils.
All right.
So there you go. That's my thing.
They just never came in or you
got I got my wisdom tonsils taken out at an early age.
Apparently it's really hard to get your tonsils taken out as an adult.
Yeah, they don't do it now.
Yeah.
Because
I got a friend who, actually the same friend that with the Maui dog. She's going to love it. She won't listen to this. But she gets tonsillitis like once every 6 months.
Yeah.
And they still won't take them out.
Why? Like, what's the deal with that?
I genuinely don't know.
Right.
I don't. Hey, if anyone wants to answer that question, any doctors that listen to this.
What's the deal with not being able to get your tonsils out as an adult? I wonder what do they do kid tonsil removal still?
I'm not sure.
You've got kids.
I've got kids, but they've never suffered with like bad throats. They've got bad ears. I've had
grommets and stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got my tonsils when I was 16.
Right.
Because I just kept getting tonsillitis and like had to stay off school for like my whole life.
Yeah, yeah.
Which explains a lot.
I was going to say, that answers a lot of questions I've had.
But it was when I was like young, yeah. So when I was 16, my mum was just
Those real formative years.
Yeah, totally, yeah. That's why I like to be alone. This is what it feels like when I have tonsillitis.
Yeah.
What a gift.
Yeah, this is why you just watch trashy TV all the time and don't watch the news and things like that.
What's your position on reality television, Josh?
I loved Big Brother in the early days.
Okay.
And I love Survivor.
Okay.
But I don't watch anything on free-to-air TV.
Yeah, me neither.
So I've never watched The Bachelor. I've never watched Love Island. I've never watched any of those.
What's your favourite one
shows?
You
what's
like?
Yours?
X on the Beach.
X on the Beach. I was like, Love Island. No.
So is that pretty much they get you a couple who have split up and put them on a tropical holiday and they're like, go for it?
Yes.
Sparks fly?
Yeah, and they do. No, it's like a yes and no. They get a group of singles, eight people at the beginning, and they're all single. And then one by one, they'll bring one of their exes onto the island.
Okay.
And so then some people get with other people's exes, drama. Some people get back with their exes, drama. Yeah. Some people get single with singles, drama.
I watched 5 minutes of it and was texting you while I was watching. This is what I watched, right?
Yeah.
And I texted you.
Yeah.
And it was the most horrifying thing I've ever watched in my entire life. And I hated every single second of it. And I just genuinely felt uncomfortable the whole time.
I legit wait for the day that it comes. Yeah.
I want to pitch a reality TV show, which is called Judgmental.
Uh-huh.
Which is just a mental person judging people come into a courtroom. It's just someone who's completely unhinged. And whatever they say, that is law. You just have to do it. If you have to eat 10 tins of tuna, that's what you do.
I think it's
pretty cool.
Yeah.
The judge is...
The judge has some issues.
Yeah, okay,
but
right.
But that's bad luck. That's who you go off
with. The actual
people, they're fine. Yeah, they just got an issue. They got
I want...
It's like, I thought I was signing up for judge duty, but I got judgmental instead.
I love
fig tree is growing over my fence. I wanted to cut it back. What do you say? Eat all this 2 minute noodles. That's
great.
It. Go.
That's what you have to do. Yeah, sorry.
That's it.
I would watch that. Yeah.
Okay. I would watch that one.
Yeah, 100% I would watch that for sure.
Yeah. No, definitely.
So if you're not watching free to air, what's your vibe? What do you enjoy watching?
This is what I watch mostly. I watch this TV show on YouTube called Hot Ones. Have you seen Hot Ones?
Oh my God, I love Hot Ones.
I watch that every week. So what it is
it's so good.
A guy called Short Evans, he's the host, sure. And he has 10 chicken wings and they each go up in spice.
Oh, hell yes.
And it starts
I'm into
off,
food shows.
Yeah, so yes. It starts off as just like sriracha or something like that. Something that's got a little bit of spice but nothing. And then by the end of it, it's got like a million
He's using like ghost pepper like,
yeah.
ones.
Oh, it's, yeah, and so...
Insane.
Yeah.
And he interviews like a lot of rappers, comedians, TV people. And it's really good because they start off the interview just being their trained selves on how to answer stuff. And then by like ring six, they just cannot think of... the right thing yeah. to say, so they just say the truth.
Great.
And it's really awesome. Good. Yeah, it's and Sean Evans, the guy, he eats them as well.
Yep.
And it's really interesting because he's such a good interviewer that he, whatever they're feeling, he almost mimics what they're feeling so they yep. don't feel like, how come you're not affected? So the yeah, best one is...
I was going to say, has he built up a tolerance to yeah. it?
Well,
but
he,
maybe,
I
but
imagine
he doesn't.
He kind of has because yeah. he never like loses his shit.
No.
Like Gordon Ramsay's episode,
yeah,
he loses his shit. Like really? He's a fuck. He brings like lemon juice, lime juice, milk, like yeah. Gaviscon.
Yep.
Brings all this shit, right? And has like a box next to him and just like keeps like stuffing his mouth with it and he's losing his shit.
Okay.
Yeah. And the host Sean's is just sitting like, yeah, just yep. sitting there like anyway, so next question. Like he never says next question, but he never lets them not answer. Yeah.
Right.
It's great.
And that's a really good one. There's another great one with Coolio on it, who he
I love it already.
Yeah.
He's really good. And then the best one is DJ Khaled, who cannot he has one and he's like, oh, it's too hot. Oh, it's hot. And then he goes, no, swap it over. You obviously have they're not any spice, so Sean swaps them over.
Oh,
it's
my
exactly
God.
The
like,
same.
Oh, it's like, and he gets to the third one, and he just has to quit. And it is great because he's the only person who's quit
really?
That low. And I actually think vegetarians have a harder time because I think the tofu soaks in the heat.
I would imagine.
And so, like anyone who's been on it who's a vegetarian, just cannot cope with the heat.
That makes sense.
You don't have so to. I watch that.
I love that so much. That's that. Honestly, is a great show.
I'm gonna add this to my list.
Joel Embiid as well.
Oh yeah.
So there's a basketballer, and he is funny at the best of times. Like he'll just like say off court, like I just wanted to smack him in the face, so I smacked him in the face. Like he's just really like no bullshit, like whatever.
Yep.
I'm Joel Embiid. I don't give a fuck.
Yep.
And on this show, he just is eating these hot wings, and he's just like, I'm not gonna drink any water. I'm not going to drink any milk. I'm just going to fucking do it. The first, like, six, he's like, nothing, nothing. And I'm like, fuck off, Joel Embiid. Like, you're such a wanker. He's like, nothing, nothing. And it gets to, like, maybe 7 or 8 or maybe 8 or 9. And he just, like, you can see the sweat. And you can see that he wants to tap out.
Yeah.
But he's like, I've made this commitment.
I'm doing this.
And yeah, you've got to, what is it, respect the process?
The process, which is what the Philadelphia 76ers
did. Yeah.
It's a great show because I think, but...
You're talking to a big basketball nerd here.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like you started explaining it and I'm like, he knows.
No, I was explaining for anyone at home that doesn't get
it. No, I get it.
Yeah.
I get podcasting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a thing that we do. Do you believe in the Kardashian curse?
I think if you're that young and you're getting into that, swept up in that thing, I think it would be distracting as a player.
Yeah. Definitely.
So I think... Because Ben Simmons, I'm worried about Ben Simmons.
I'm worried about Ben too.
Is he with Kendall or Kylie?
Kendall.
Kendall.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah, I worry
thing,
about that.
But my biggest thing with Ben Simmons is because he's signed to the same agency as LeBron James, I'm worried he's going to get swept up in that because LeBron James' agency, and this is not legitimate, but LeBron is the boss. Even though he's not allowed to be, he's clearly
he
the boss.
And
so Rick Paul, his manager... LeBron's his number one.
Yep.
So all he wants, every other client he's got, he just works it. How can I work this to benefit LeBron?
Yeah.
So he's trying to get Anthony Davis to Lakers. He's going to try and get Ben Simmons to Lakers, and it's just not fair. And as much as I like LeBron as a person because he built that school and gave everyone...
Yeah, he does seem like a good, decent...
I think he is bad for the NBA in terms of just stacking
it's
the team.
It's kind
so
of a LeBron show.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Well, it's the same way that when you don't have like salary caps on football teams and things like that, that everything goes to that one...
Yep.
thing
it's
and the same so
controversial trading anyway Hot Ones, great show.
Okay,
yeah,
do right. definitely recommend. What I was going to say about that is though, and this is interesting for us all as podcasters, presenters, etc. I love that Sean is like, I feel that he, I can't remember which episode it was, but there was one episode where he was talking about how he does this show. And he was like, you know, it's hard for me because I've been pigeonholed as like the Hot Wings guy.
Yep.
So like anything he gets pitched from other networks whatever is always Wings related.
Right.
He's like, you know, do this travel show where you go around the world eating Hot Wings. And he's like, I'm fucking not just doing Hot Wings. Like,
By the way, if anyone wants to give me a show where I travel around the world eating Hot Wings, I will 100% do it.
That's at the, on Netflix. Have you seen Ugly Delicious?
Yes.
No.
I love that
it's
show.
It's so great. So it's David Chang who has Momofuku or something like that.
Momofuku.
And he just looks at food that people don't think is like...
glamorous.
Like high-end food. Yeah. So tacos, pizza, noodles.
So the best kind of food.
The best. And he just goes and tries to find the best of it. And
love
so
that.
It's great. So it's a good. Really good show. And it's that thing.
Ugly Delicious.
Ugly Delicious.
It's on Netflix. It's brilliant.
Yeah. I will watch that.
Yeah.
And Ali Wong's in it. So,
great.
Yeah.
Into who that. Big amazing. Into that.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Speaking of big into that, Josh L, we are big into a lot of the stuff that you produce.
Oh.
I'm going to say all of it. I said a lot, like there was some that I hate, but no, it's all good.
All of it except for, you know, just the...
Yeah.
So at the moment, you've got the podcast, obviously.
Yeah.
Don't you know who I am?
Such a good podcast.
Thank you.
It sure is. You put a lot of effort into that podcast, don't you?
I was going to say, so much work.
A lot. Yeah. But now with the Patreon, it feels like, okay, this is...
You're getting paid to do it.
Yeah.
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 Does it become less fun when it feels more like a job?
Yes and no. I always, every time I take some time off, say I bank up a bunch and then I go back into it, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
But as soon as you record it, you're like, oh, this is fun. That's right. This is actually fun. I absolutely have a fun time.
Yeah.
And so every time I'll do a season of live shows, I'm like, oh, I don't want to go back in the studio and do them. And then I'll do a studio one.
And it's fun.
You're like, oh, that's right. We're that's actually also sillier in this one. Yeah. So, it's a lot of work, but it's actually not. It'll take me a day to write an episode now.
Right.
I've got it down to it. But it's that thing of constantly thinking, because if you haven't heard it, I'll write scenarios which may be true or may not be true, and the people have to decide whether it is true. And so I'm constantly thinking of what could be a scenario that could happen to the guest that's coming on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You also have to like troll people's social media and stuff like
which
that.
Which has got a lot harder because I used to be able to just put it into Favestar.
And that's not a thing anymore?
No. Twitter canceled Favestar because Twitter didn't own it. So they went, no, you don't have access to it.
Right.
And so Twitter made it really hard.
Such a bitch.
Yeah, Twitter made it really hard to go back in people's feeds.
Yeah, right. Like,
obviously because people are getting in trouble for what they used to tweet. Yeah.
Definitely wasn't that hard before.
Yeah, no.
This tweet from 2012 at 2 p.m.
Yeah. So they really try and, so to go back, I think you can only go back like 18 months now. And,
I know I went to, I can't even remember who this was for, but I was definitely looking for a tweet that I knew someone had done like 2 years ago or something like that. And I'm like, I'm going to find this goddamn, you cannot.
Yeah.
You can't find it.
I'm sure it's somewhere. Yeah. I'm sure it's somewhere on the internet. I just don't know.
Yeah, exactly. There's got to be a way, surely.
Yeah.
But also that does make it tricky for the pod.
Yeah.
People just have to be funnier now.
But then I have to also go, I think Twitter, because the first round is all about people's social media and people aren't really using social media for jokes anymore.
Yeah, it's less that sort of stuff happening.
So a lot of what's happening now is I read something out and people are like, did I really write that? Oh, that's good. Okay. And they're like, yeah, you wrote it like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, right.
When Twitter was fun.
Twitter's not fun anymore.
Look, there was a period of time. People listening to the pod will know that I thought, you know what? My next thing is to be big on Twitter.
Yep.
I was committed to the bit for about a week and a half. I got a good, steady, like 30 likes on one tweet. And I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I've crushed it. This is the end. I've never been good at Twitter. And I think, you know, it's been to my detriment because I feel like if I was better at Twitter, I would be.
I don't know. I used to be really great at Twitter like years ago before I started comedy stuff.
Yeah.
I was really big into Twitter and did all that sort of stuff. And then now I'm just like, I can't be bothered and I hate it all.
Yeah, it's not something you want to be good at though.
No.
Because it's...
Here's my question. Does being big on Twitter actually translate too much?
I know that people have got work from that.
Work what? Like a...
So, Beck Shaw?
Yep. I'd say 5 years ago, yes.
Yeah. Maybe not so now, much anymore.
Because Rob Delaney got Catastrophe off the back of...
That's true.
Oh, okay. Sharon Horgan followed him and he was like, oh, wow, I love your show Pulling. And so they were talking on Twitter.
Right.
And so we should do something together. And then like 3 years later, they finally got something. So I think it used to.
Yeah.
I think Megan Amram as well.
I was going to say Megan Amram definitely got... And this is not to the same extent, but I definitely got jobs through Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like not comedy related ones, but I got jobs through Twitter.
But it is, I think.
So it's like LinkedIn.
Yeah. It is that thing though. I reckon if you're dedicated to, all right, I'm just going to be as fun as I can and use this, just that, people will see it and go, oh, they're a good joke writer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
But yeah. I guess Instagram is definitely the more lucrative business at the moment.
I love Instagram. Yeah. I love using Instagram. Instagram itself is quite problematic a lot of the time because it tends to shut down a lot of women of color voices on there and tends to ban a lot of women for like hate speech and stuff like that when they were just talking about feminism.
Yeah.
So I just want to put that on the record and say I don't love Instagram, but it is my favorite social media.
Yeah.
And I love using it.
Yeah.
And it's a lot
of fun.
Pictures
are just easier, aren't they?
Well, my story, like, because I don't particularly post a huge amount in my feed.
But your story
is always, like, I always have something in my story.
I don't do the story.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, it feels to me like I was too late to it. I'm too late to adulting. It's like when all those bands try to get big on MySpace because Lily Allen got big on MySpace.
Yeah.
It's like, you're too late. You've missed that bubble of.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the Twitter thing is also, you think, is gone now?
I think so. I think there's still people who like Twitter because if you're into
politics
it's like constant. If you're
I'm
into
gonna
news
give up on Twitter
and like and it's good for if you're watching sport and you want to go,
I was gonna say, my
tweet out this my team's shit and then other people like you're shit.
Although that was the one time I did get really harassed on Twitter was when I wrote something about St Kilda and it got published in the Herald Sun with my like username.
Stop.
Was real fucked. And then a whole bunch of men just decided to just abuse me on Twitter. It's real fun.
Football Twitter is probably the most toxic of all.
It was so bad.
Little Twitter things.
Yeah. And after that, I just was like, oh, maybe I'll give it a rest. Maybe I won't bother with Twitter anymore.
That is a lot.
Yeah, this was a few years ago now, but like...
Still, fuck. The internet. It's a scary, scary place. And then in print media, that's just fucking...
Well, yeah, like my tweet got retweeted by St Kilda Football Club, which I guess is how the Herald Sun found it. But like, not a huge amount of people would have seen it.
Yeah.
But then a lot of people would have seen it in the Herald Sun, and that's when all the shit started.
Yeah.
Like, it absolutely had... Like, it was 3 days after the actual thing that happened. And I was just like, oh, I'm just going to shut my laptop and my phone off just for the next 24 hours to 48 hours.
Yeah.
Like, there was some not okay
but
stuff.
But that's pretty hard as well to just shut it off because you know it's being written about. It's like... Yes. I described it as like it's someone coming out of the toilet and go, oh, someone's written something about you on the wall in there.
Yeah, and then...
Don't worry about looking at it, though. And you're like, well, what's it say? Because your brain automatically goes to the worst thing.
Yeah. Of course.
And yeah, Twitter is the toilet wall.
Of the internet.
Of the internet, yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. Oh.
So we've spoken about the pod. Love it. You also have a new show this year at Comedy Fest.
I've just come from the first trial of it.
Wow.
He put me on.
I did.
So it's called Josh L. Talk. So this is the first year I'm doing where I just do stand-up and no songs.
Music.
So
No songs.
In the past, I've done kind of 50-50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It got less and less for each show, and apart from the last show, which was all pretty much music and sketches, and now this is just stand-up. So it's nice.
Is it scary?
It's fun. It's great. Do you know what's so great? Trialing it and not having to get to the venue so early.
Just set up your...
Set it all up. Make sure that they've got a mic stand. That's the big thing. You go to so many, you're like, oh, I'm going to play guitar. Yeah, we can plug your guitar in. And then you get there and go, oh, we don't have a stand though.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I can't play and hold the guitar and the microphone. So, no, it's been great. It's been like lots of fun doing it. Yeah.
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 Well,
yeah.
That's good.
Do you find, in terms of like having to write like music versus straight stand-up, do you think that it's easier to do one or the other?
I think it's easier to practice music. Mm-hmm. You don't feel as dumb in your house.
Yeah.
just playing a song, it's fine.
Yeah.
Whereas practicing stand-up, I don't know, how do you do it?
Look, it's a bit controversial, and I hope my boss never listens to this, but I work in retail, and often the store is very quiet, so I will just say my show.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll even like record it. So I'll just be standing there and like record my show and stand there saying it.
Because I have an office, but I don't feel comfortable because I share it with three other comedians. I'll sometimes go into
It's me, Joshua, talking.
I'll go into the podcast studio, which is at the office, and just say it.
Yeah.
And record it and go, okay, that's what. But if I'm at home, and this makes me sound like such a narcissist, I get a microphone in front of the mirror and just talk to myself in front of the mirror.
Yeah.
Even though it really looks, but it's like, if I'm just talking around the house, I'll just get distracted and go,
yeah, for sure.
All right,
yeah.
We'll watch something and check my phone. And, but yeah, it's.
And also when I don't know about you, but when I talk it out, my mannerisms aren't like I'm just talking it out.
Yeah.
I'm not doing a show. You're not just performing the words. So I'll learn what I'm supposed to say, but when I say it, you know, there's nuances that I think if you could hit them every time, it would be ideal. So I think actually it does make you sound like a narcissist. Let's be honest.
Oh, well,
but hey, you need that.
Yeah.
You
and also that. It would be good.
I'm just worried about my kids in the future when they're like, when I was younger, my dad would talk to himself in front of the mirror with a microphone for hours on end and never come out.
They're in therapy about that.
He would do it 10 to 5 every day. It was so weird.
Yeah. Well, the brief foray that I had into stand-up, I used to go for walks and do it.
Yeah.
And just talk to myself while I was walking.
Yeah.
Usually I'd try like around a park where there wasn't anyone.
Yeah.
So I wasn't like the crazy woman walking down the street talking to myself.
Yeah.
But also, if I had headphones on, it could just look like I'm on the phone.
Yeah.
It was fine.
The other thing is, I think, like, definitely saying it out loud is...
Oh, yeah.
You know, reading it or...
No. Two other things I do, which is so bad for the environment, is I take such long showers because I'm just going over it in my head in the shower.
Yeah.
And then driving places I don't really need to drive so I can listen back to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's, like, it's no good.
I've done the drive and listen. Yeah. To stuff that I need to hear. It's but like, I don't need to go anywhere, but I'm going to drive and listen to this. It's my, like, the only time you get alone.
I also think that doing something else while you're listening back to it is handy because you're teaching your brain to, like, almost subconsciously remember it.
Sure. Yep.
So, like, you know, if you are in a show and, like, something's distracting you or an audience member, like, takes you off course, you hope that the back of your brain's like, nope, you're at here. You're at this bit.
Yeah,
like, oh, there I am. Hello.
Yeah.
We're back.
We're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I value and respect all of those
good
options.
But yes, narcissism.
Do you print your script on double-sided paper though?
Do you print your script?
No. I just came from the trial tonight and I had a handwritten note.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, you at least had one thing written down.
I had... So it's just all, and I had it to the side, but it was just dot form.
On my broken speaker, I just want to point that out.
Did I break it?
No. Okay. Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
That thing's been broken for a while.
Okay. So I write it all out. I type it all out.
Yep.
And then I try and remember it as best I can, but I don't beat myself up if I don't.
Yeah.
And then I listen to it back and go over it and go, oh, I missed out this bit. I missed out this. Because there's so many, I try and write little jokes and I'll just miss them. Like tonight.
Yeah.
I do a bit about men's rights activists.
Yep.
And I missed a bit out tonight, which was how I'm an ally because I even named my balls Tegan and Sarah. So that is, and then that, from that trial, that was the thing I was most annoyed at. I didn't get that joke out.
Yes.
That's right. It would have got a laugh. It would have been fine.
Yeah.
We did a filming for Trades Hall.
Oh, yes.
And I do a bit about Geordie Shore. Reality television.
Oh, yeah.
And I say...
You missed your tag.
Yeah, and I missed the tag. Like, I did... as I wrote it originally, I did that bit.
Yeah.
But since I've started doing it on stage and doing sets around the place, I have added a tag, which is pissing in a pot plant.
Yeah.
Right? And I did the joke as it was written, which is fine, because it went well as it was written, but I forgot to say pissing in a pot plant, and the whole night I was like, fuck you.
How could you forget
pissing in a pot plant?
I was sitting there watching that, and I was like, oh, she decided to leave that out.
I did not decide to do it. My brain was like, you don't need it.
It's that thing. Sometimes I'll go into a bit because something didn't work, and I'll change tactic. Oh, this story works. And then I forget that... for that story to work, I've got to have told another story.
Yes.
And so I'm just there going, yeah, and in the show, there's an end to that. But thanks, I'll be Josh. I'll just walk off. Like, that'll be fine.
Yeah. Great. And also, like, sometimes I think when it's, like, a super loose night and you're, like, having fun and you're vibing, you'll say something when it's not on originally supposed to be. So you'll be like, oh, let's just chuck that in. That sounds fun now. Do that. And then, like, 10 jokes later, you'll be like, oh, fuck. I've already done that, which means that now I can't do that. And in your mind, you have to like recalibrate the whole show and be like, here I am.
It's fine.
Yeah, but it's fun. I like shows like that too, because you like kind of lose yourself in it. And so you're like, all right, well, we're all just vibing and I'm doing what I need to do. It's not as like structured, but you know, you're getting a unique version of the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you tell them when they're like, that was so weird. I was so confused. And then she kept bringing back this thing that I don't understand. And
I had a show once in the Comedy Festival where a kid in the front row just started vomiting like horrendously. Oh. Like it was real, real food poisoning kind of vomit.
Oh, no.
And I had to stop the show and got the cleaners in. He was kind of removed.
Oh.
And afterwards, people were going, so was that planned? I'm like, how the fuck am I planning a 16-year-old kid vomiting every night? Like, it is that thing of going, it's just, because like, oh, because you know, you had that bit of banter with the cleaners. And I'm like, yeah, but
because they're cleaning up. That's just me talking like, to someone.
I was funny, like, how weird would it be super uncomfortable.
Yeah, how weird would it be if just some cleaners came in and I'm just, oh, well, I'm just going to go on with the show. The show must go on. Show business.
Yeah. Oh, but next show, definitely have a 16-year-old guy in the crowd just, vomiting every time. I reckon
I will be the Gigi Allen of comedy.
Exactly. That's your Barry winning show.
Yeah.
So we can expect an hour of just stand up this year.
Yes.
I'm excited for that.
I'm excited too.
Yeah. So some good stories. And like, tonight's people are like going, oh, how come you haven't told those stories before? And I'm like, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got some like. I'm not going to ruin your gear, but there's some crazy stories in there.
Yeah. And it's good because it's all true. So it's, that's what the podcast's been good. Like me delving into all the stories and then realizing, oh yeah, that's right.
I got
like,
some crazy.
My family wasn't like other people's families. Like you're just kind
They're all nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. You just forget that. Oh, that's right. Like, but it was also, I think, I don't know. There's a lot of people down in Tassie who are kind of pretty similar in terms of.
Well, this is the thing. I have to do a storytelling night in a couple of weeks, like kind of. And the thing is, you have to bring like 3 or 4 different stories, and you have to talk about the stuff. And I'm like, oh god, what do I? I don't have stories. But then I was like, I was visiting my parents on the weekend, and I'm like, oh wait,
yeah,
no, I absolutely everyone does. It's fine. You've all like because your upbringing is. All of our upbringings are fucked.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You know, there's always something.
Yeah. I mean, Neil Gaiman had a quote in one of the segments, which was like, everyone's got 1,000 stories in them.
Yeah.
Just like, and so, because I wrote a kid's show about how everyone's got stories.
Yeah.
And it is interesting. You say something. And that's what with my podcast as well. You say something and people are like, oh, yeah, I've got this.
Sure. Yeah.
Because before I do my podcast, I get everyone to send me a story and then I'll write around it. And then sometimes people are like, I've got nothing. And then they're on the show. I'm like, oh, hang on. And then they tell like 8 stories.
Yeah.
These are so much better than the stories you provided me. Like,
sure. Yeah.
But
I guess it's when you put into a spot and you think, I don't have any stories, it's because, you know, that's your life and you're close and you're not removed from that. And you just go, well, yeah, that's just stuff. Yeah. Or I've forgotten all these crazy things that have happened or whatever. Well,
But I think also like you almost can't compartmentalize where you're like, I can't think of anything interesting right now. But if someone says like, braces when I was 16, you're like, oh, fuck, that reminded me of that time that my fucking tooth leaked.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
It wasn't a good time.
God. Yay.
It is that time of the show that Vic and Em liked. Vic and Em.
Yeah.
It's me, Vic and Em.
This is yours. Do not put this on me.
Em likes to call this section hypothetically, yes.
I mean, I'm fine with the name, but it doesn't make any sense anymore.
Well, because it's always a would you rather.
Yeah.
So, Josh Earl, I've got a would you rather for you.
Excellent.
Okay. Would you rather every show you do, a 16-year-old child vomits.
Yep.
Or.
But you can watch basketball.
Okay.
Oh,
nice.
Or you can't watch basketball, but you don't have a 16-year-old vomiting in all of your shows.
See, this is so comedy is my livelihood.
Yes.
And if I was trying to book a gig and someone said, hang on, last time you hear the kid vomited, is he going to vomit again? I'm like, no. And then he did. I'd never get booked again.
Where's like your shtick?
My shtick,
and the vomiting.
Yeah, so it's like.
Can I.
It's like Gallagher. Everyone used to wear like the plastic sheets. It'd be like I'd put down all the plastic sheeting.
He's like, gonna do the watermelon.
Is it gonna be a? Is gonna be a kid vomiting or a murder? I don't know. And then, I could go. Yeah, I could go without. But if that was the two choices, can I watch? So I can't watch any highlights. All basketball's
nothing,
out.
Nah, you can read.
I can read.
You can read articles about the games. But you can't watch the games. Like, think, Curry does like this amazing three-pointer and you read about it. And I
just have to read about it.
Oh, no.
Game-winning
shot.
I prefer comedy to basketball. So I will do the gigs without the vomit.
I also would like to add, think of the merch. You could do ponchos. Joshua, that's ponchos.
True, yeah.
And not to kink shame anyone, but there would be people who would be really into
it. I was going
to
say, there'd definitely be people that are into vomit. It. Can I? That's I know this
one deal.
But how different would my act be if I knew? I'd have some great material about it by the end.
Can I tell a story? I know we're at the end, but can I tell a story about people vomiting on stage? Is that a thing that I can tell?
No.
You know the story, Emily.
Yeah, of course you can.
So I was at a gig a couple of weeks ago and there was a guy that got up on stage and I'd heard mumblings around the open mic scene about this guy. And then someone was like, oh, he's on today. You're going to get to see him. And I was like, oh, fuck. So he gets up and he starts talking about how sweaty he is. It was not okay. It was really gross. He pretended to wring a shirt out over a girl in the audience, like, because he was so sweaty. And then he started talking about...
Like his shirt? Did he take his shirt off?
Yeah, no. He just...
He just had a shirt.
Right.
Just
yeah,
had
a, I see. Yeah. Right. Yep, yep, yep.
And then he started talking about how the sweat gets into his nostrils and it makes him feel ill. And then he started dry retching. And then he proceeded to force himself to vomit on stage and just left after that. Didn't clean it up, didn't do it into a bucket or anything like that, just vomited on the stage and walked away.
Yeah.
What's the tag?
The vomit.
But also, that's the type of thing, like, when I did my...
The silence after he walked away, I think.
There's a certain type of guy who thinks it's really cool just to fuck with the audience. Yeah. When I was at uni doing theatre, there was a bunch of... I'm going to put on a play and people are going to fucking walk out just so angry because we're going to fuck with them.
Yeah, like, yeah.
No, you're meant to be entertaining people. Oh, like, yeah. You can say,
yep.
Like, because Denise Scott told me a great story. When she was first starting out, kind of doing comedy but kind of just performance stuff. Sure. She was doing a show at La Mama for The Fringe. And before her show, the show was two guys on stage. One guy was sitting on a chair with the hole cut out of it and a bag underneath. Mm. And he would drink six long necks while the other guy presented a monologue. And the whole show was just him drinking all that beer and just shitting into the bag.
Stop.
That was the show. And so Denise would get in afterwards and they're like, this stench in the theatre. They just couldn't get it out. And then people walk into their show and just go, oh, it smells like feces.
Yeah.
And they're trying to do a comedy show.
Oh, my gosh.
And
just,
she said they were lighting candles and incense. They were doing everything they could.
Surely that's got to be like some sort of like OH&S or like...
Yeah. It was like Melbourne in the 80s though. It was like... Yeah.
This is Brunswick in 2019. So I don't... What the fuck, man? Yeah. Come on.
That's just insane.
Yeah.
I don't really understand. I apologize for the hypothetical now. I feel bad because now I'm thinking about everyone in your audiences. Like I want them to be comfortable as well.
Made me reevaluate how much I love comedy over basketball.
I feel like that is quite enlightening. I guess you don't really know your priorities in life until you're given a stupid hypothetical.
True.
Until you're forced.
We have one final...
It actually does come true now, though, just so you know.
Yeah. The final question.
No, we have one final question, but before that, do you want to do some plugs?
Oh, yeah. So my podcast, listen to that, Don't You Know Who I Am, out every Thursday. And if you're in Melbourne, come and see me at the Comedy Festival, Joshua Talks, 8:15 Victoria Hotel.
Perfect. I love it. Final question.
Yes.
Same question that we ask of all the guests.
Yes, I'm prepared for this one.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Spider-Man?
Oh, Spider-Man. I thought it was going to be Star Wars. Spider-Man.
We can talk about Star Wars if you want. Emily can leave.
My
I already have.
My kids, I'm not into any of those Marvel films.
Yeah, perfect.
My kids are into Spider-Man.
Yep.
And the little bits I read, I don't mind because Spider-Man's funny.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. So that's...
Cool.
That's all He's funny. I want. Yeah.
There he does prioritize comedy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's so true. Through and through.
Yeah.
Can't stop, won't stop. I love Josh L. Talks.
Yeah.
It's true.
We can talk about Star Wars if you want, but...
Nah, I only watched one film and that was enough.
Hey! Oh, that's true. Actually, Steel made you watch one, didn't he? Yeah. And
that is the greatest thing that's ever been said on this podcast. I prefaced it at the beginning and I'll say it again. Josh L., my favorite. Thanks so much for being on the pod.
Thanks so much, Josh.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want, it's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.